My name is Mike, and I'm a member of West London Alliance Church. And I count it a privilege, if bragging was appropriate, to be something to brag about. Because I think that being a member of West London Alliance Church is a pretty special thing, but that's because of all the people who make it up. And of all the ways in which it's a privilege for me to be a member of this church, there's one way in which I'm absolutely unique. Not to brag or anything, but there's two leadership teams in charge of the church. There's the Board of Elders, who together govern the church, and there's the pastoral staff, which manages the ministries of the church. And I'm the guy, in fact, the only guy, in fact, the only person in the whole world who gets to be on both of those leadership teams. And it's a great privilege. And one of the privileges is to speak on behalf of the team, one or the other, from time to time when it's appropriate to make an announcement. And that's always a delight, and it's always a privilege, although sometimes it's hard to pass on the information. But there are some times when the news is good, and the news is unanimous from both leadership teams. And this is one such moment. There is a question that the leaders of the church think that you should be asking, and they think you should be asking it twice. Let me back up and then explain. It was about 7.5 years ago that we began to describe ourselves by the phrase, making known the greatness of God, by the lives we live, by the love we show, and by the work we share, that is, by our character and by our relationships and by our evangelism and discipleship, helping people come to know that God is a great, great God. We've been saying that now for 7.5 years, and it has had an impact on us. It's directed us in how we do church and what we try to do for London and the world. So then a couple of years ago now, in the year 2004, we published a brochure entitled The Future of West London Alliance as We See It, in which we articulated three goals or objectives which we felt that God was calling us toward just because we were committed to making known His greatness. And perhaps you remember that brochure, and you remember those three announcements about impacting London, about becoming more all about missions, and apprenticing leaders. Those are the three big ideas that our vision of making known the greatness of God was driving us towards. And then just last November, November 2005, I announced on behalf of the leaders of the church two big ideas for the new year. We have two ideas for 2006, the idea of hiring a full-time director of music and worship arts and of getting going on the expansion of our facility. I was actually going to end the sermon series called Loving God's Project with a hint about that. When I started in September, that series called Loving God's Project, it was my idea to get the congregation to the place in November where I would say, so when the leaders announce to you their plans for the future, you should relish them and leap up with enthusiasm about them, because if you love God, you love His project. But something began happening among the leaders through September, October, November. And the staff made a recommendation to the board about how 2006 should go for it as a church. And the board prayed about it and discussed it and prayed together and prayed individually. And by the end of November, it became misleading to sort of drop hints about, you know, when we come up with plans, because the Lord had sort of developed concretely in our minds those very plans. So we've got plans to hire a music director and to expand our facility. Maybe the first speaks for itself. Maybe it doesn't. You've got questions. But the second one, let me explain. We are dreaming of the day in the not-too-distant future where we can do children's ministry better with an expanded children's facility, and youth ministry better with an expanded youth ministry center. And the day in which we can become more impacting and more appealing to our neighbors, to the community, by expanding our ability to do adult ministries as well, in a sort of community center sort of way. And we need to do this in cooperation with the Mandarin Church that worships here on Sunday afternoons and is interested in investing in our construction plans. So here's the question that should be coming to your mind in regard to these two big ideas for 2006. The question is, won't the one interfere with the other? That would be the question. You'd be meaning, isn't it just common sense that if you're going to make 2006 the year that you add staff, a full-time staff person, with all the financial implications that that brings with it, would it not be sensible to delay or defer any plans you have for a big construction project? And conversely, if you're thinking about getting going on building plans in 2006, and you're thinking about money for, you know, planning and blueprints and building permits and stuff, then shouldn't you defer the plan to add to your staff for another day? That's the question. Won't the one interfere with the other? And here's the answer that comes to you from the leadership of the church, from the staff and from the board unanimously. The answer is, well, no. Let's trust God to enable us as a church to do both. Let's plan and trust God to enable us to do both. So that's the question that we think should be coming to mind, and that's the answer from us. But that same question can be asked on another level, and we think you should be asking that as well. Because both big ideas for 2006, hiring a music person and beginning an expansion of the facility, are impacting London plans, right? They both have to do with the first of the three things, impacting London. And so you could ask the same question on another level and say, won't both of those plans interfere with our other dreams of becoming more all about missions? Won't impacting London slow us down from becoming more all about missions? If we're serious about taking steps forward in terms of missions trips, missions education, mission deployment, and so on, shouldn't we back off on the impacting London stuff? And the answer that comes to you from the leadership, and I'm glad to bring it to you as a church family, is no, we think we should trust God to enable us to do both. And here's why. Here's why we should be committed, as committed to impacting London as we are committed to becoming more all about missions. What is missions? When we say missions, what we mean is the work of the gospel as far as it has anything to do with the world beyond the city of London. We mean getting the gospel out, that's evangelism, and getting the gospel into the people to whom we get the gospel out to, that's discipleship, when done internationally, when done globally, when done overseas, when done outside of London. That's what we mean by missions. But what do we mean by impacting London? We're talking about staffing the church to a greater degree and building a building that facilitates ministry. What do we mean by impacting London? Well, you know what? We mean basically the same thing that we mean when we talk about missions. We mean getting the gospel out to Londoners and getting the gospel in to the lives of the Londoners we get the gospel out to. We mean evangelism and discipleship. We just mean it right here. The two are the same thing. This is making known the greatness of God by the work we share. And when we talk about the work we share, we don't specify overseas or here, but we mean them both. We should mean them both equally. So getting the gospel out and getting the gospel in globally and locally is our mission. And maybe it's confusing to talk about becoming more all about missions when by that phrase we just mean the overseas work, because it's just the same work done in a different place. Maybe what we should say is that we're serious about impacting London with the gospel of Christ, and we're serious about impacting the rest of the world with the gospel of Christ. Both are missions. Both is our mission. And what I want you to see this morning is that the one, whichever one you mean, will always impact the other, whichever one you mean. Becoming an effective gospel church in London and touching Londoners' lives with the gospel will make us more effective in regard to overseas work, because we'll be touching the lives with people that God holds, lays claim to, and they'll become disciples and they'll join us in the work of missions. And if our work of missions becomes much more effective and we're more able to reach people overseas, the fact that we are will attract people who are serious about serving Christ. So the one will always embellish the other, and both are equally our obligation. So that's what I wanted you to see this morning. That's what the leadership wants you to see, and I'm glad to pass on the message to you. We always should be about both impacting London and reaching out to the world, for both are our mission. So may our great God, whose greatness we mean to make known, empower us to do both in the year ahead and in all the years ahead, more and more, that people in London and around the world will come to know what a great, great God we serve. And meanwhile, we do know what a great God we serve. So let's stand together and sing of His greatness. Let's praise Him for His greatness this morning.